a decade or two, electric cars will be the car that everyone will be using. They're fast and look really cool, and everyone wants one. But let's look at the real reason why electric cars are so much better than gas cars. Hello, my name is Liam Mellon, and today I will be telling you how electric cars are changing the world. In 1832, Scottish inventor Robert Anderson invented the first crude electric carriage powered by non-rechargeable primary cells. The real reason for early electric cars was for them to be an ideal alternative to combustion and steam engines. Almost 200 years later, the main reason why electric cars are better than gas cars is because they create way less pollution than gas cars do. 2 countries are leading the way when it comes to electric cars. One is Norway, which more than half of their cars sold in 2017 had electric motors. The other country is China, which leads the world in electric vehicle sales. In 2017, more than 600,000 electric vehicles were sold, which was 71% times higher than the vehicles sold in 2016. Volkswagen has responded by announcing a $10 billion investment in China for developing relevant technology and plans to manufacture 1.5 million electric vehicles by 2025. A growing number of countries, including Austria, Denmark, Japan, Korea, the Netherlands, Spain, and Portugal, have established targets for electric vehicle sales. The UK and France want all new cars to be electric and zero emissions by 2040. Electric car batteries are constantly getting cheaper and more efficient. The cost per kilowatt hour for a battery used in a standard electric vehicle has come down from $1,000 in 2010 to $130 to $150 now. The distance you can travel with a single charge is steadily increasing. Some electric cars can be driven for more than 1,000 kilometers before the battery needs to be charged. As battery technology improves, costs are coming down. It's predicted that the total cost of owning an electric vehicle, including charging and maintenance, will fall below conventional car ownership in Europe in 2018. And Nissan estimates that electric vehicles and conventional cars will roughly cost the same by 2025. This is all good news for drivers who will be able to buy an environmentally friendly car at reasonable prices. But jobs are at risk. Electric vehicles have fewer moving parts than their traditional counterparts, so they need fewer people to assemble them and fewer supply chains for getting the necessary parts. With fewer moving parts, market for spare parts and maintenance will decline. In 2019, researchers at the University of Queensland are looking at rolling out vehicle-to-grid technology at a couple of demonstration sites. The technology is already in limited use in Japan, Europe, and the United States, and an electric vehicle model will be released in Australia next year with vehicle-to-grid charging capability. Vehicle-to-grid capacity effectively means that an electric car and its battery can be unplugged into a house to provide power when other sources, like solar, aren't available, according to Jake Whitehead from UQ. In the first instance, that could be for powering the building, supplementing the solar and built-in battery storage, Dr. Whitehead said. As you can see, electric cars are built with so many other great uses, and the research has only just started.